This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour right now. What a treat. We are joined by award-winning Australian comedian Tom Gleeson, whose brand new show, Gear, is at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, 28th of March. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour welcomes the stars of this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Every comedian I know is doing charity gig after charity gig to raise money for the firefighters. And then what happened? Pandemic hit. No gigs for 7 months. And did one firefighter lift their finger to help the comedians? No! Not one!
Please welcome Tom Gleeson.
The Gold Logie winner.
Yes.
He's back with us.
That was very popular with comedians, as you can imagine, in the industry.
Yes.
We always get asked to do charity gigs because we don't have any instruments. We can just turn up and... Yeah, everyone kind of forgot about us there for a while.
How did the firefighters take that?
Well, I don't know. Luckily, a fire hasn't been through where I live. They might just let my house go, I reckon.
That's Tommy. Don't worry about it. Now, the name of your new show at the Comedy Theatre is called Gear.
Gear.
Did you think about that?
Yeah.
So, change of gears?
Gear.
Gear.
Now, material. It means material.
Yes.
Like sometimes.
Stuff.
Yeah, you go out and you do a show and you say, oh, I'm doing some new gear.
Ah.
You know, sometimes people come on your radio show and they try to work some gear into the chat.
Righto.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
That's not you.
I just like to have a proper conversation. I don't like to work gear into it.
Do you do a quiz?
In
your show.
No, this is a stand-up show, so I'm doing a one-hour show.
1 hour?
Yeah.
A quiz would take up a bit of that time, but it could be funny.
No, but I'm good at comedy, Billy.
Are you?
Yeah, so I don't need to pad it out.
Righto. So what do you go with?
So you know your jokes that you do in your show. I do actual good ones.
Oh, where was I the other day? I had them in the rafters. No, not in the rafter. Had them in the aisle.
Oh.
They were loving it.
What did any of that
you
mean?
You don't even know where they're rolling around.
So are you topical, are you, or are you just asking?
I often reflect on events, I often like see what's happening around me and I put that in the show, absolutely. But mostly I like to provoke the audience a little bit because, you know, a lot of them are ABC viewers.
Yes.
There's a lot of people coming across from there and they're pretty easy to rattle, you know what I mean? Often, you know, it's got to be careful. You've got to be careful though, because there was a heat wave a few weeks back, and I think I lost a few during the show. Exactly. Well, they're a bit older.
They are older.
You haven't done this for a while.
No, I know.
2021.
Ooh. That's right. It's been a while. So that's the other good thing. I've got a larger bank of gear to draw upon.
Right.
So I've got heaps of gear.
What about when you get up with your best gear?
Yeah.
And it falls flat. You go, oh, shit. Well,
I would have thought that probably doesn't happen at all.
Well, of course. He hasn't done it for
Thank
4 years.
Thank you.
I would have thought that probably doesn't happen.
People always say, oh, tell us about one of your gigs that have gone badly. And I'm like, they don't, because I'm good at it. But you don't say to a surgeon, oh, when'd you kill someone, buddy? Tell us about the time you killed one of your patients and you were inept. It never happens.
It'd be a good story.
Oh, yeah, it would actually.
It fascinates me that you think that happens.
Yeah.
That's like saying to Adele, when did you get up and sing Rolling in the Deep and didn't work?
No, she stuffed
She'd
it up.
Go, no.
No, a couple of times she's pulled up.
Oh, really?
Oh, she has.
Yeah.
Adele, I was watching her one day.
I was watching her one day. Where were you watching it?
Oh, she was on this lawn and there was a beautiful setting, but she had to stop.
Yeah.
Mid song. Hey, hard quiz. We love hard quiz. Yeah. That's what I do love because you give it to them. Don't you?
Oh yeah, we get all kinds on hard quiz.
Yeah,
and they come with beautiful expert subjects. We've had someone recently came on and their subject was Queensland Premier Joe Bjelke-Petersen.
And
this guy was in his 20s. Work that out.
Bloody hell.
And not even from Australia. He moved to Australia and got interested in Queensland politics.
But they loved him up there, didn't they?
Oh, they
remember
absolutely.
Give cheap smokes and all that. They loved him, the Queensland.
Yeah, he was in power for a very long time. It's actually a difficult subject because there's a lot to know.
What else? There are some weird butterflies and all that. There's real weird ones.
Yeah, someone came in with toenails. That was a great night, that one.
Toenails.
Toenails, yeah. It was a doctor.
Toenails.
How long did that last?
He got to the final round, toenails. I remember that.
I thought you were going to ask, how long are the toenails?
During the middle of that, do you ever think to yourself, how do these people exist?
Oh, sometimes. It's like because the people apply.
Yeah.
So often I come into the office and say, what have we got? And someone just yell out, cremation. I'm working on cremation. And they're like tapping away, writing questions.
Oh, I know.
It's tricky.
Some of them are really good and some aren't. They don't study at all.
Was one I had recently, and it was a bit embarrassing for me because the subject was Doja Cat. And Doja Cat is an artist that's not played on Triple M. Probably played on your sister's station. Very popular artist. Doja but at the time we recorded it, I'd never heard of her.
Yeah.
So I just said I didn't. So now I seem a little bit foolish because she's all over the radio now. But this particular contestant, I said to her as a joke, did you come on this show because you think you might get scouted for Married at First Sight? And she said, yes. And she wasn't joking. I was like, things have changed. I was joking, like, as if you'd ever want to be on that show. And she's like, no, that's a career trajectory I'm interested in.
That's amazing.
Have we got any Doja Cat?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Sing along, Tommy.
No,
he said you knew her.
No, I've not heard of her.
He
and
said
I listen to her.
Maths.
I don't sing along, though.
He said your favourite artist.
On this, what's her name? Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
So we'll just take a little break with Tommy. Yeah. I've got some questions.
All right.
Yeah. I've got some questions next about the big live show gear.
Oh.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had our time again.
Yep.
Wouldn't do it.
No.
Award-winning Australian comedian Tom Gleeson has stuck around, by the way, if you want to see him at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from the 28th of March. You can grab your tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
So the writing of the show, do you actually do that? And if so, do you wake at like 2 a.m.?
Oh.
Where you've got something that you go, yep, that's bloody funny, and write it down? Or how does it work?
Well, what I do is if I have a thought that's good, I just make a note. And then when I eventually get on stage, I just blow it all out there and just do it as best as I can. Mm. And I record it. So I can listen back to it.
Oh, okay. Dear.
So just one thought will drive like 5 minutes of...
Potentially, yeah. Wow. Yeah, it might just be a little... It might be as simple as just, I think, oh, I've got a few dodgy opinions. How many can I say in a row? That might be that simple.
See, I'll tell you why I ask you this question. Because back in my presidential days,
yes.
You have to write speeches, obviously, all the time.
Did you write them?
Shut up, fat. I'm talking to Tom.
Yeah.
So I'll write them. And I'd always think I'll just drop a couple of zingers in the first couple of paragraphs just to get the crowd nicely onside.
You're not funny.
You just drop a bit in. That's outside your specialty. During my show, I don't just like drop in a little bit of football admin.
Yes.
No, exactly right. Anyway, my point with it is I would write it on a Tuesday for a Friday night speech.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'd then get to Friday morning and I'd revisit what I'd written. Mm. Shit.
Oh, I see.
Not in the ballpark of funny.
You lost faith in it.
Faith gone.
Yeah, well, that's it. Sometimes you've got to do it straight away before you've had second thoughts. Yeah, you just got to get it out there and just throw it out. That's the best thing to do, yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. Just a thought.
Just a thought. Yeah, wow. And I'll think, how long can I stay in this, I try to stay in it too long, and then I trim it back usually.
So have you got a place where these thoughts land on you the most? Is it the smallest room in the house in the morning or is it in the car?
At night?
And actually, you know what? It is in the car. Often in the car riding my push bike. Often like that's when the thoughts start to, visit.
You ride a push bike?
Yeah.
In the road of the cars like everyone else and go real slow?
I live in the country. I ride on back lanes. There are no cars out there. Good. Yeah, you happy?
In the country where?
Yeah, at Romsey.
Everyone
sees me riding the bike out in Romsey. They probably think I'm listening to a podcast, but I'm actually listening to myself.
You got a bit of land?
Yeah, I've got, I live on an acre.
And what, got a donkey and a cat?
No, I don't have a donkey. I've got a cat.
Yes.
Yeah, and a motorbike.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. So you are a bit of a country boy.
I live next door to a pub. That's tricky.
The Romsey Hotel.
It just opened.
Yeah, it's been closed for a while.
No, there's a new one called the 1860.
Oh.
And it's better. You know why? It's open. The Romsey Hotel's closed.
First
the 1860 is a great pub, and we love it. It's next door to me. It's tricky. It's it's very close.
You live there.
Yeah.
Why is the other one closed?
It's essentially, I think it got closed because I think there was a dispute over whether they could have pokies or not.
Pokies. It was a big,
to do
big
with pokies.
Blue over pokies.
Who, by way of comedian, are you enjoying at the moment? So if you watch someone else's gear, who are you liking?
Yeah. I really like Bill Burr.
Yes.
I enjoy watching his work. And I saw Dave Chappelle when he came out. Mm. He was fantastic.
Yeah.
And
edgy, Dave? Very,
I love it though.
Yeah, he likes
I love
that.
A bit of edge.
That's him. There's lots of edge in
Dave. Yeah, I love it.
Who's our man? Stephen K. Amos.
Stephen K. Amos.
Oh, yeah. He's in the jungle, Jim.
Is he?
That's why we can't get him on here.
Really?
Oh, you've been trying to get him back and you didn't know.
Yes. Did not know.
Yes, he's part of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That's right. Stephen K. Amos, I saw him at the Adelaide Fringe Festival. He's fantastic.
Great.
Yeah. He's a great act, great improviser.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah, very
improviser.
Good.
Yeah. Where's your gold Logie? At home in Romsey?
Yeah, it's just on my shelf at home.
Really?
Yeah. So if anyone like leaves the pub, walks next door.
There it is.
There it is.
They can help themselves to it.
Yeah, it's just it does belong to the people, the gold Logie, because I got it on the ABC.
Yeah,
but so I feel like if you're a taxpayer, you kind of own it.
Yeah, but it's yours.
Yeah,
it's got your name on it.
Well, I've got it. But I'm just holding it on behalf of the people.
Nah,
I told you this before, Tommy. that whole narrative through that build up and on the night was the greatest thing ever because. It's a turd of a night that I don't ever plan to attend again in my life. And you treated it as such and won the main award on the back of it.
It was tricky. When I walked out the back, I'm not going to lie to you, I said to everyone, you're expecting Amanda, weren't you? And they laughed a bit too hard.
Oh, I love it. Where are we seeing this show? Rabbits, give us some details, please.
At the Comedy Theatre. It's called Gear from the 28th of March. You can grab your tickets, comedyfestival.com.au, and see the great Tommy Gleeson.
Oh, yeah, it's opening weekend is Easter. And my wife and kids, they've decided to go on holiday. They left me here in Melbourne on my own doing my show. So
nothing wrong with that.
Come and keep me company.
That's it.
And also Hard Quiz, by the way.
Wednesdays
ABC and ABC iView from 8 p.m. Tommy, great to see you.
Thanks a lot.
Good on you, Gleeson.
Tom Gleeson on the Rush Hour. Comedyfestival.com.au. Go and grab your tickets.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.